24 practical ways to create more joy at work. It's easy, but requires intention and a hint of courage. How joyful are you at work? No one chooses to be miserable and sad at work. Working in a transactional way can leave us feeling empty and uninspired. But it does not have to be that way. Even if your job is mostly transactional, you can experience joy at work. Denmark, the world's happiest country, has a beautiful description of joy as H, a word that means a cozy and convivial atmosphere that promotes well-being, a form of everyday togetherness, and a pleasant everyday experience. Joy or huge, it doesn't magically happen to us. We must create the moments of joy in our daily lives, including work where we spend most of our time. To create joy, we must own it. We must learn to express ourselves and to speak up in meaningful ways. We must be kind without people-pleasing. Here are 24 ways to bring joy into your everyday work. Give joy to others. Compliment someone. Compliments are often the best gift, and they are free. It is a great way to acknowledge someone or what they did. For greater impact, instead of the common well done or great job, explain exactly what and when you thought someone did well and compliment them soon after their action. For example, Susan, what a high energy presentation yesterday. I loved all the statistics you added in there. You can put a handwritten note on their desk, give them a detailed performance review, or give the compliment in front of their team or other people. 2, appreciate someone. Appreciation goes a long way. It is also a great way to acknowledge others and their contributions. If an employee puts extra effort, or if someone helped you on something that they did not have to do, make sure you appreciate them. Also appreciate people for efforts they put into their expected day-to-day job. For greater impact, explain exactly what you are appreciative for and why it mattered. For example, instead of saying, thanks, Matt, consider saying, Matt, thanks for helping me out last night on the presentation. Without your help, I would have been in the office until midnight and not done such a good job. You can make a handwritten note or appreciate publicly as well. 3, surprise someone. People love positive surprises. It shows you thought of them and care about them. Offer flowers on a team member's birthday, give a special holiday gift to secretaries and cleaners, or surprise them with a spot bonus for an exceptional job. 4, smile and greet. One genuine smile and greeting can make someone's day. It is convivial and friendly. Try the experiment of smiling at strangers. You'll find most people will smile back and you'll feel a form of instant connection. Smiling usually triggers an immediate response on others. It also invites others to talk, even if briefly. How are you doing, Bob? Smile and greet others right before or at the end of meetings. In the hallway, parking lot, in the morning when you arrive, in the cafeteria, restroom, stairs, or elevator. 5, express you care. Expressing you care about someone in your work or in your network will bring you joy too. Show you care by listening actively, asking questions about their week and family, project or share an article that could help them. Chances are they will reciprocate the caring. Connect with others. 6, plan or attend team events. Team events create buzz and anticipation for fun and exciting activities. It allows people to show a little more of their personality and gives you a chance to connect with people outside of your usual interactions. It is usually a moment people look forward to. Plan events or participate in events your company offers, from team building to bring your own family, your family events. 7, have lunch with people. The kids who had lunch on their own at school felt left out. Even during social distancing time, you can still have lunch with people, even if virtually. There's a book called Never Eat Alone by Keith Ferrassi that argues your career success depends on building relationships. Your career joy can also benefit from building meaningful work relationships. Lunch is a fantastic opportunity to connect without the pressure of being productive. It's a time to relax and chat without an agenda. In corporate America, most people have lunch at their desks. In France, Brazil, and Spain, for example, people eat with other people away from their desks. Invite others to enjoy lunch and have a pleasant conversation with you, even if it's only 20 minutes. 8. Have meaningful conversations. Meaningful conversations are conversations that are deeper and more personal, that involve career aspirations, hopes, projects, plans, and personal matters. They allow you to connect with others in a more meaningful way and to build trust. I remember having an hour-long conversation with a partner in a consulting firm about the joy he got from his ski home and his ski vacations. I have had conversations with others about their family challenges and the work fulfillment they were after. Lunch is a perfect time to have these meaningful conversations. Ask great questions and be prepared to share a little more about you. 9. Volunteer with company initiatives. Most companies will at times recruit volunteers to work on their garden, be in their fire squad, or organize donations. Volunteering allows you to connect in a unique way with people that you otherwise would not get a chance to meet from different departments and levels. Volunteering also gives you a sense of service, community, and joyful satisfaction. 10. Join or form a group. Most bigger or big-sized companies also have special interest groups, such as women's group, minority group, sports group, leadership group, new joiners group, and so on. Like volunteering, joining these groups allows you to connect with people from different departments and levels that you would not otherwise meet without talking business. Find and enroll in affinity groups that you identify with. You will certainly have engaging conversations with others in those groups since you have joined around a common interest. If you cannot find the group you're interested in, start one. 11, come earlier and stay a little later to meetings. If you can, invest a few minutes before and after meetings, trainings, or conference talks to connect with others in the room. Sometimes we get so busy that we become transactional in our exchanges with people. By taking the time to slow down and engage with others, you connect and build more meaningful relationships. 12, engage in a variety of projects. When you widen the scope of your work with the diverse types of projects, you'll interact with more people, learn more, and amplify your understanding of the business. You'll also learn what kind of work you enjoy more, and you'll feel more engaged overall. Celebrate. Celebrate your own many accomplishments. 13. Many people have the habit of ignoring their accomplishments or hardly celebrating them at all. This could be an important presentation, a successful negotiation, or a great interview. Instead, consider making a big deal of each small accomplishment that gets you closer to a big goal. Celebrate on your own with close friends or family members. Have a special dinner, buy yourself a gift, or give yourself some extra free time. 14, celebrate with others. To strengthen work relationships, celebrate the personal moments that are important for colleagues and team members. Celebrate birthdays, accomplishments, new children, promotions, new arrivals in your team, departure from the company, and so on. Review your accomplishments every week. When you don't see progress, you feel less motivated and less joyful. It's easy to forget everything we've accomplished in a week by the end of the week, which would lead you into the weekend feeling like you failed the week. Instead, write down in a few sentences what you did. Not only will it help you feel more accomplished, but it will also help you on your performance reviews and productivity. When I started to write my weekly accomplishments down, I also felt more confident. Self-express. 16, bring your personality to work. Many people worry about showing their true personality at work. Authenticity is more valued than ever before. It helps increase connection and trust, therefore building meaningful relationships. Authenticity allows you to be and act consistent and aligned to your own values. Trying to act out a different personality can be exhausting and stressful. 17. Infuse your day with joyful rituals. Use office rituals to energize, relax, inspire, connect, or focus your attention. Some people I worked with would drink milk tea if they felt stressed or overwhelmed. The French had the ritual of gathering and enjoying lunch together in the garden under the sun. I find that the ritual of cleaning my desk every morning also helps me to clear the mind for the tasks for the day. I also had the ritual of listening to inspiring audiobooks or podcasts on the drive to work, and the ritual of calling loved ones on the way back from work. In the morning, I had the ritual of walking past the company garden and then smiling and saying good morning to the coffee boys. After lunch, I'd eat one of the dates for some extra sweetness. At sunset time, I'd go outside or go to a window to see the sunset. When headed to or waiting for an interview or assessment, I'd listen to energizing, happy music. Infuse your day with many little joyful rituals to regulate your emotional state. 18. Make your workspace yours. Transform your workspace into a personalized sanctuary for a welcoming, focused, and meaningful vibe. Whether that means photos of family, plants, Zen garden, colorful cushions, art, stones, or objects with personal meaning. That way, when you arrive in the morning, you'll feel a greater sense of belonging. 19, speak up for what you believe in. When you speak up for what you believe in, you'll feel deeply connected to your own values. You can take a stand for implementing a value or a new culture in your work or in your team. You can advocate for someone or for yourself. Clarify and be intentional. 20, get clear on your purpose. Feeling your purpose at work is joyful. Knowing you are helping clients or employees can be joyful. But first, you need to be clear on what that purpose is. Otherwise, you will not be able to identify it when you see it. Write down your purpose and then place it somewhere visible so that you can associate your work to that purpose. I've worked in an airline in the past, and I communicated my view of global airline purpose to my team as increasing tolerance in the world, because travelers could learn about other cultures, connect people. It would also connect people to their loved ones or to business opportunities, and enabling magical experiences for honeymooners and leisure travelers. 21, meet the customer. If your job is internal and does not interact with the customer, then occasionally find ways to interact with them, with the customer, client, or user. That interaction will allow you to see how your work serves others, which will bring you more joy. Visit the classrooms in the school, visit the patients in the hospital, or talk to the homeowners in a real estate business outside of coronavirus time. In the airline business, employees could buy tickets at discount, fly next to customers, and experience the service and product they work for. 22, start conversations with an intention. When you have a clear intention for your conversations, you are more likely to be successful in that intention and to recognize when it worked. Find your why for the conversations, especially the important ones, the conversations that you want to have. It will allow you to have a meaningful conversation that matters and feels satisfying. For example, the conversation why could be to make the other person feel appreciated, to solve a problem, or to get clarity. 23, set boundaries. Boundaries and joy? Absolutely. When you don't have boundaries, you feel as if others are constantly taking advantage of you. You might be overworked, overwhelmed, and stressed. Defining your work boundaries and then saying no to others will not only allow you to be consistent with your own values and priorities, but it will also increase respect others have for you and you that you have for yourself. 24, replace anxiety with excitement. Anxiety and excitement have similar physiological responses, stomach butterflies, sweating, and nervousness. For example, giving an important presentation Is it going to lead you to an experience of anxiety or stress? The difference is in how we interpret the sensations. One is positive and the other is negative outlook on an experience. To change and transform anxiety into excitement, find the positive perspective. For example, if you've been fired, think about how you're free to find your dream job. There are many ways of increasing your joy at work that involve giving joy to others, connecting at a deeper level or with new people, celebrating often, expressing yourself, having purpose and intention. Joy requires you to own your moments and interactions and to engage others first. Summary, get some more joy into your day-to-day work. Joy is a decision, a really brave one, about how you are going to respond to life. Wes Strafford.